following recording was made at a seance held by the independent direct voice medium Leslie Flint. There is no date available for this talk. It could be in the 1980s. Communicator, Sir Winston Churchill.
That point is yours in regard to coming through, receiving, conveying our thoughts, impressions, clarifying the situation, and engaging especially to give you a clear picture as it is possible of a world and a life so far removed from anything that you can conceive of. You in your world today, possibly more than at any other time in its history, are going through a condition of pain, which by its very nature means that you are burdened on the very brink of destruction. Man, at this present time, is truly hovering on the brink of self-destruction. A false move, cooling its tail, great loss of life, catastrophic confusion, at the same time, much in the world could be made uninhabitable. I don't think men today, apart perhaps from a few scientists who should know better, realize what a sorry pass the world has come to by man's interference with natural law. It is as well, perhaps, if you know so little. We on this side are prepared to such an extent that now constantly around your earth endeavoring to influence souls in high places, in particular, that are efforts on the behalf of the human race in many respects must be by its very nature truly. We have not the power to change the thoughts of men when they are determined at all costs to pursue dangerous courses. The world is spirit. For centuries upon centuries of time has endeavored by influence, by impression, by thought force, has endeavored to change the thoughts of men with very, very little result. Man's gift of free will enables him, like a wayward child, to do the most stupid and childish things. Man is standing at his prison moment on the brink of destruction, brought about by a few so-called brilliant minds. There are those in your world who support these people. Good God, consider them extraordinary, talented and clever and wise. I know it is man's natural instinct to be curious. Indeed, one might say that if it had not been for the curiosity of man through centuries of time, man to some extent would still be on the same level as the animal. time of year come, the man might wish to be safe from that peril. But I do not come necessarily, though it must seem like it, to strike the discordant note. I do not come deliberately with the intention of depressing you. But I do come with a sincere message, with a sincere hope, with a desire that in some miraculous way it will help you miraculous. You may be able to address that which seems the devastation of various parts of the world could be brought about by the mistake. The one must remember that all science is but trial and error to reach knowledge. This is all very well 30, 40, 50, 100 years or so ago, but not today. A certain peak in which the world is exceedingly dangerous, and they do not know what the result may be. It must sound to the ordinary individual a remarkable thing. Man on the moon, man in communication with other planets, space travel, all this must seem to the ordinary man in the street the most wonderful, the most miraculous achievement in the history of that kind. But it is not so. You may think that I am spreading depression, that I am creating a fear in the hearts and minds of the people that we are by making these statements. But I maintain to the scientists, the brilliant minds, with all their done and achieved, the knowledge they have accumulated are still instinct as children on the things of which they know not of. And I know this may sound to some years. A thing which should not be said. Granting to say that I'm hoping and praying that this landing on the moon may prove to be a disaster from the point of view of not being a success. Because once it happens, and further developments take place, there will be no safety for any human being whatsoever for the rest of the world's history. Man will not stop reaching the moon. The nation will not stop at landing man or men on the moon. It will be used as it has always been in the past for the detriment of the human race, to supervise, to watch, to pass. In other words, I cannot see any nation should we succeed using this so-called achievement for the benefit of mankind, for a personal, rather national benefit maybe. But apart from all this, what disturbance in the atmosphere? What things may be brought back to us unwittingly, unknowingly? Substances, vapor, all manner of things which yet seems to achieve his object. Personally, I am very much in doubt. He's more than in doubt. As to what benefit this could possibly be, even assuming it will achieve, what benefit it could be to the human race. Of a colossal waste of money, untold millions upon millions of pounds for dollars. It could be ruled rightly, justly, honorably for the benefit of the human race and the lives involved. Seems to me man is going too far. Of course, I'm quite well fed with plenty of people who may listen to this talk of mine, and they will say, oh, poppycock. Man must go forward, man must advance, man must experiment. Science must experiment and find, as it has done in the past by discovery, all these things that are hidden in the atmosphere. All these things which can be beneficial to man. Of course, there have been many experiments in the past that have been beneficial to man. No one denies that. But we must remember, underlying all this, what is the real motive? You have two great nations, Russia and America. The daggers drawn poles apart, racing one against the other. For what? The mastery. Let us not fool ourselves. Let us not be fooled by those in high places. Four times. Indeed, those in high places who are fooled by the scientific world. We have seen it in the past, and I regret to say, and almost sure we shall see it again in the future, how science is used by nations for the destruction of others, opposed in ideology and politics. Even religion. All through history, man has used his advancement, so-called material advancement, for gain, for the betterment, so he says, or thinks, yes, sometimes, anyway, of his peoples. Until nations cease to struggle one against another, competition. To be the first, the competition to have power more than another, whether it is in arms, whether it is in the race to the moon, all these things are superficial, inasmuch that they have no real bearing on the depth of the human soul. The human betterment, human relationship, human evolution and development towards the end of the spirit and the mind. The great men and the women of the past were the ones who contributed from the mind and the spirit. Those who were created and gave something of the spirit to the world. Something that is lasting and true cannot fail to die. Science has made certain contributions to this respect, but we must remember that science generally is only concerned with one thing, the material world, not concerned with the mental or spiritual world, not really concerned with the betterment of the human race. And if it is, time goes on a physical material level. And hopefully in that desires, individual desires it is, religione indirette ottavi e lui si fa leggo il siso stai posto corrivati del fiume camminando across noi e non è una potenza venendo sul codice sabbi e loro ne sarà fatto proprio per il tuo nature which is a fate of the human mind and the human body. You're hearing about half-cut stuff. Next thing, they will be doing transplants of a different sort. You're hearing about freezing the body, bringing it back to life. The time isn't about this new thing. Other things. Accord. Already the most ghastly step that happened upon heaven. The time will come when they'll be anxious to cry out on human beings. There they have this ridiculous nonsensical idea that the only thing that matters is the material body and the material world. The man comes to his senses and realizes that the physical world and the physical body, important though it must be while you inherit, is but the preliminary, still in the beginning. It's only the advertising, the shell. It's only the preparatory school, call it what you will, and to try to prolong life indefinitely. It's stupid. To try, as some seem to think they should, by experiment to do things which are against nature, against ethical teaching, against spiritual truth, eternal truth, until man realizes that it is good to experiment to a good point. You may say, well, how's man to know what that different point is, how far he should go, as to what he should do? I answer that one with this remark. If when certain things he does, in certain scientific minds, indicate that they have lost all touch with humanity, when they have become so obsessed by their work, that they lose all sense of proportion, that they cease to think of eternal and spiritual truth, and the minds are set upon purely material and physical things to the detriment of all else, you may then be sure that these men have gone beyond the pale. To the whole world is the consequence. To these few who suffer in consequence. We've seen this in so many different ways in the past. How the mistakes of a few men in high places, whose power so obsessed that they have become maniacal in consequence. The world is being bathed in blood, and untold millions of innocent beings have been sent here before that time, unready, unprepared, no opportunity to develop a normal life in the material world, learning the lessons so necessary and essential to spiritual achievement and advancement. We have seen the murderous sins that are done by ambitious men in high places, who have no thought nor consideration for any one but themselves and their pet parents, whether they are political, as they have been so in the past, religious, now more so than ever, scientific. Of course, I got to the depressing message would not be honest. You shall be right. You shall be true to myself and to those who from this side endure so much to help you if I did not come in this fashion, in this manner. There is too much nonsense talk that sells it. Too much poppycock. Too much materialism. Too much of the material. Because invariably the entities that come are so near the earth themselves. Most times pander to little minds that listen. I am only concerned with the reality of the power of the Holy Spirit, and that all of the human race should realize its great potential while yet on earth. By thinking, about the acting in accordance with the will of the Spirit, man can so rejuvenate himself and have a different conception of his life and of his being for the new future and for the generations behind it to come. If we see how the message of human beings are gradually, slowly, tortuously being led like the sheep to the slaughter by the few who have become so obsessed with their power, with their interest in so-called scientific discovery. They want to break the barriers, they want to open up, so they say, new vistas, new world, new horizons. They want to do so much which they will tell you will be beneficial to the world, but it is a lie. It will not be beneficial to the world. It will be the destruction of the world, because it will lead more and more to the power game. The game of politics, the game of mastery, one nation over another, the game of an achievement that the other could not do, could not reach, and the wasting of all that man can give for himself. Used wrongly, badly, unwisely, foolishly, the world is in such travail. The world is in such need. The very atmosphere is becoming more and more poisoned every day of your life, if you don't know it. Many of the things that you are eating are no longer pure. Natural. Your body is gradually over a period of time, and the generation yet to come will suffer. You have children born, crippled, without arms, without legs, because of science. Science which should be your friend, is your enemy. And it does not seem possible. Man's grasp of realizing. One talks about the great achievements, how wonderful it is, how remarkable. And I suppose in a certain kind of way, if you want to look at it in that aspect of anger, it is. But it will not do good. It cannot do good. It cannot bring peace. It will bring a greater threat of destruction of war. Greater fear will descend upon the world above it. Those of you that are coming toward the end of your material lives should come to see this bliss. Bliss which you are not born just now. Because the world, unless a miracle happens, and one lady has to pray that it may do, this miracle happens. The world. Certain aspects nasty thing. That man is caught up in the vicious cycle of events. And the scientists, they've become the uncrowded king of the universe. How strange it is. Man has always suffered from crowned heads, men in high places. Nations have changed hands. Untold wounds have tore died. For those who profess to be the leaders, like before. All man has been led slowly but surely to destruction by the fool who inherited the Russia. And this is the fear of the king of science. So many in their ignorance, like the peoples of old, raise their voices in prayer to the king. And so it is today, untold numbers of peoples raise their voice in the prayer for the wonders of science, the wonders of the achievement. But like all, they die. They have their day passed away. You can look back in retrospect and see how whole generations of people have brought to earthly kings. The day is science. There is only one king, in truth, spiritual truth. For two men have claimed that kingship, allegiance to truth, and to the power of the Holy Spirit, which is universal, which is indeed truly.
Things that are last, things that are true.
Above all, you do know this, that out of all the chaos, out of all the gloom and the darkness, there is a light that cannot fail. A light that leads and bends your arms towards the goal of the intent, far beyond the confines of the earth and the burial things. Cruel as it makes in this knowledge, more so are you this because you are not content to scratch, as it were, the surface of this subject which you call spiritualism. There are untold numbers of people in your world who are interested in this subject, who have had evidence of the various kinds, who are convinced of survival, and yet still stay on a very material basis. People who crave for the ultimate room, they are content to see this truth through glass darkness, knowing of course that one day they will see it face to face. But you are trying to seek and to find and to see squarely, without fail. You have gone far beyond the confines of the materialistic aspect of spiritualism. Fortunately, this makes it possible for some of us at least to come to you, to speak to you, and give us great joy. The message of spirit must go on, and one must batter the door of ignorance, that they may tumble under the blows of spirit. To the doors of ignorance may be flung open, that mankind may walk through into the light. But it is difficult. Ignorance takes many forms, many shapes, many guises. Thank you. instrument should realize their responsibility to themselves, to those who search and are searching for truth in the world, and the responsibility they must have to those on this side who give up so much to God, to work, to cease in the world. Because I do not want you to think that I am unappreciative, or that we are in any way disappointed in a sense. It would be wrong to suggest that we are satisfied. Of course we are not satisfied. We want the instruments that we use to be developed, used in the highest, best possible way, to be truly the instrument of a living presence, a living force. It means responsibility is taken on the shoulders of any one person who holds himself in its condition. It means a dedication. It is not easy. We do not ask for perfection. We are not perfect ourselves. But we need instruments in our world who will make it possible for those souls in higher spheres to use them. Not to be content with contacting the astral, the souls who perhaps, though kind, are not particularly well informed, are not particularly evolved. You see, so many in your world are satisfied with the medium, using rather mundane material methods. This is 99% of what the spiritualist movement seems to want. That is why it has not made the spiritual progress that it might have done or should have. Why it has not become a great power for good in the world. There are many spiritual societies and countries, there are many spiritualists throughout the world, but they have not made the impact they might have done if they had endeavored more to contact the true power of spirit, whose message would so revolutionize man's thinking and action that your world would truly be changed, to be saved from itself. You, my friend, in a small way, are doing such. It means you're giving us the opportunity of coming to time to God, to go forth into the highways, and the violence, as this is said above all, to the Most High, setting the truth and the light upon the world, be an example that others may follow.